May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the gospel reading from Luke 21. You may be seated. Dear saints, in our gospel reading this morning, our Lord says two things that will serve to frame our meditation this morning. Jesus says, "The days will come, stay awake." The days will come, stay awake. Stay awake doesn't refer only to the sermon. This building that you see, where we worship, will one day be gone. Not one brick will be left upon another. Of course, we hope that doesn't happen before we actually want it to. But as Jesus prophesies the destruction of the temple, the days will come. And the same will be true of all the great buildings that you see, of all the institutions of human beings, of all humanity's greatest accomplishments. They will all end. They will all be gone. The whole earth will be destroyed. The days will come when there will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. When will these things be? We'd like to know, what will be the sign that the end is near? How will we know when Jesus' return is imminent? Don't be led astray. Many will come claiming to be a prophet, or even the Messiah himself in some form, claiming to know when all these things will take place. How many times in your own lifetime has the end of the world been predicted? There was one on YouTube a few months ago. Jesus was coming between September 25th and 27th this year. Or you may remember the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012. Some of you remember the great anxiety surrounding January 1st, 2000. See that you are not led astray. For many will come in Jesus' name saying, "I am he, the time is at hand." Many will come trying to lead even God's people away from the true gospel, which of course would not be any gospel at all. Many will come claiming to have a special revelation from God. Many will come to scratch itching ears and lead people off into myths. Stay awake. Recognize the charlatans. Do not go after them. They are false Christs. Despite the lies of the false teachers, though, there will be signs. The days will come when there will be wars and tumults. Nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes and tornadoes and hurricanes and tsunamis and fires and floods. How much destruction will be caused by the rising of the seas? There will be famines and food shortages. Supply chain problems. There will be pestilences and pandemics, infestations. We will look to the heavens and to the skies in fear of what terror might come from there. Some of these will affect God's people. Some of them will affect you. Some of you have already experienced these things. Some of you have been in war and know the terror that is there. Some of you have lived through natural disasters. Some of you have been in need. But in a way, those things seem relatively impersonal, don't they? While we may pray to be delivered from the oncoming hurricane, we just don't take the situation particularly personally. Wars happen. Natural disasters happen. This is just part of life. The wicked and the righteous suffer together in this world. But before all this, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and prisons, and you will be brought before kings and governors for my name's sake. The days will come when things start to get a little more personal. You will be hated for the sake of the name of Jesus. And here we begin to see what it might cost to be a disciple. These things would happen to the disciples, to the apostles. All but one of them would be martyred before the temple in Jerusalem was torn down. They were brought into the synagogues for questioning. They were cast out of them violently. They were brought up on charges before the civil authorities for their confession of faith. They were imprisoned. Some were killed by the Jews. Some were executed under Roman law. What Jesus here foretells about the disciples, Christians in any age should expect as well. The days will come when we may be brought before authorities. The days may come when you need to testify before a school board or a city council meeting. The days will come when someone in your family takes offense at you, or some corporate entity tries to silence you on account of your confession of the truth. This will be your opportunity to bear witness. Settle it, therefore, in your minds, not to meditate beforehand how to answer, for the Lord will give you a mouth and wisdom which none of your adversaries will be able to withstand or contradict. In all these things, God promises to be with us. He promises to give us his Holy Spirit. Things will be bad. Maybe they already are. But the days will come when things will get worse. People will be fainting with fear and foreboding on what is coming into the world. They will turn to the things of this world, to their technology, to their government, to their scientists, looking for relief. But none of these things will be able to save. But then, suddenly, all will see. All will see the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, dear Christian, straighten up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Your Redeemer, your Savior, your Jesus is coming. He is coming to judge the nations with equity. He is coming to raise the dead. He is coming to bring you into eternal life with him. The one who is crucified, who rose from the dead, who ascended into heaven in a cloud, will come in the same way that the disciples saw him go into heaven. This is your same Jesus that died on the cross. This is the same Jesus that forgives your sins. This is the same Jesus who you are connected to through your baptism. This is the same Jesus who gives you his body to eat and his blood to drink. He is coming again. This is what we are waiting for. These things will come to pass as surely as every promise of God ever made to his people has come to pass. And we can have confidence that whatever goes on in this world, whether good or evil, whether feast or famine, whether joy or sorrow, all is known to our Lord. All things are working together for good to those who love him. For the Lord is the King of the nations. The Lord is the ruler of wind and wave. The Lord is the one who clothes and feeds. And his return in glory will come at his appointed time. We are called but to wait. And as we wait, to live out the callings that God has given us, in our families, in our homes, in our communities, in our church. But waiting is difficult. We don't like to wait. And the world offers us many distractions as we wait. Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. The cares of this life can be enjoyable. There are things you may rather do than come here on a Sunday morning or read your Bible every day. Or the cares of this life may be difficult and tragic, things that would cause you to doubt God's care and concern for you. Or the cares of this life could be persecution on account of the name of Jesus, suffering that would cause you to seek an easier way. The drunkenness of which Jesus speaks refers not only to strong drink, but to anything that consumes us, anything about which that we are so passionate that we forget and neglect the one thing that is needful. That is to hear the word of God, to receive his gifts, to put our hope and faith in Jesus Christ alone. Do not be the seed that fell on the rocky ground in Jesus' parable of the sower, the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. For the end will come. The days will come for all who dwell on the face of the earth. But stay awake. Stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things and to stand before the Son of Man. Stay awake and pray, is what Jesus says. The opposite of being weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness is to be awake. If you are intoxicated with the distractions and the pleasures of this world, you are not awake to the things of God. Do not care more about the things of this life than the things of the life to come. Stay awake. Stay awake for false teachers, false philosophies, false promises. Stay awake to recognize your own idols and to flee from them. Stay awake with regards to your particular human weakness that can draw you away from the Lord. Stay awake to the needs of your fellow man. And pray. Pray for the faithfulness of the church and her pastors and her institutions. Pray that you would have strength to endure to the end. Pray for your faith to be increased. And pray for your own resolve, for your own will to be like God's will, that you may come again and again to this place, to hear his word, to receive his sacrament, because in this place, your strength is increased for endurance to the end. Have confidence in the promises of Jesus. The days will come when heaven and earth will pass away, but his words will never pass away. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.